Okay, so today is Hei Shvat. We should be zeichem et Hashem to connect to the Holy Tzaddik, the Sfasemis. We have to learn two Torahs from the Sfasemis, one on Parshas Bo and one on Parshas Beshach. But they all really connect to Shabbos. He quotes in the year Tuf Resh Mem Dalad, a paragraph called Mitzvah Tefillin. The pasuk says, Vahil Ospi, Zikar al Mantias, Torahs Hashem Beficha. So the Sfasemis wants to understand what is the main message, what is the main goal of Tefillin? Right, it's the last story of the Parshas Bo. So he says that the main purpose of Tefillin, him la orer ha osia shechas mechadosh baruch hu benefashos bnei Yisrael. Says the main purpose of Tefillin is to awaken the letters that Chadosh Baruch Hu signed in every Jewish soul, as the Ramban writes in Torah, Sefer Ramban, the Torah Sa'adam, Maisa shekolach haneshama baguf kazoros begvilin. Shadei Tefillin yichol nahotzi a Torah mikolach alapa. So the Maisa Jew has a neshama and a guf. This is a very famous theme in the Torah Sfasemis. You have a neshama and a guf, and the job is for the neshama to be able to beat out the guf. He says what tefillin does for us during the week, Shabbos does for us on Shabbos. Tefillin, we feel like we're taking upon kabbalas olmachus shemayim. We're taking upon ourselves complete. We're connecting our ikur neshama to our, the letter inside of us. That's why the Gemara says the pasuk says we're all kol me'aretz. Kishem Hashem Yekor Nikra Alecha. The Gemara says, "I believe in Malikatan." What does this mean? That the whole world is going to see, and they're going to be scared of you. Zetzlin Sharosh. Tefillin is supposed to be supposed to be ma'or. It's something within us, and it awakens something throughout the world. So much when the Klai Yisrael sees us, when the nations of the world see us wearing tefillin, it brings a tremendous aura. He says that's dafka. Why on Shabbos we don't need tefillin? Because Shabbos does what tefillin does for us for the rest of the week. We know famously the Medrash tells in Bereshis Rabbah that the face of a person, a person looks different than he does during the week on Shabbos. A person's face shines differently on Shabbos. And the Maisa, he says that in the quotes of Zohar that we know that Yom Shabbos is called Yom Adinishmasan Hu Velav the Gufa. It's a day of the neshama. It's not a day of the guf. The whole week we have the 6 days. What's the ikar time for the neshama to be the guf? That's through the tefillin. The tefillin is ma'ir, the neshama, to be able to beat out the guf the rest of the day. But Shabbos is the full day of neshama. And it's when the Nesiv Hashem actually tells us that Shabbos stands for Shabbos b'makom tefillin. Shin beis tuf. Shabbos b'makom tefillin. What tefillin does for us through the week, Shabbos does for us. That's why we don't need to wear tefillin on Shabbos. Very beautiful idea from the Sfas Emes. Moving on to this week's Parshas Beshalach, Tuf Resh Lamed Beis. Sfas Emes is talking about the whole idea of the mun. Right, the pasuk says in Perek Tzayin, pasuk Chav Tes, Re'u ki Hashem noisin lachem haShabbos. Chodesh Baruch gives you Shabbos. Ki hu noisin lachem b'yom haShishi lachem yomayim. Chodesh Baruch on Friday gives you two days worth. On the seventh day, Shvu ish tachtav ayitza ish memkom b'yom haShvi. Don't go out on the seventh day from your place. You should be passive. You shouldn't be active. So Asemes understands, and he quotes the Zohar and the Chelik Beis, Parsha Samach Gimel. And he says, what does this mean? Shvu ish tachtav b'yom haShvi. It means Tachas O Machus Shemaim, the Zohar says. Shabbos is a complete day of taking upon O Machus Shemaim. Famously, like we always say from Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein, in the 1920s, the Jew, every Friday, he asked for the pink slip from his boss, because the boss said, if you don't come in on Saturday, don't come in on Monday. So he said, okay, I'm not coming on Monday, but is it okay if you give me the pink slip just I could have? So no problem. And he collected all these pink slips, finally comes to the Yontif of Sukkot. And he takes all the pink slips. His kids are asking, why Tati, why are you always taking all these pink slips? And what happens on Sukkot? He makes the Sukkot decorations from his pink slips. The pink slips showed his Mesiris Nefesh, his Bakomal Somach Hashemayim to Kodesh Baruch Hu. We close up the shop, come home on Friday night to Saturday night, and dawn, at nightfall of Maisa. That's what Shabbos Kodesh is all about. That says the Zohar says on this Pasuk. What does it mean? Shavu Ish Tachtav, Tachas Omach Hashemayim. It says, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Shabbos, Kodesh Baruch Hu's name is revealed throughout the world. It's Mekoma Shel Olam. And we know that famous from the Zohar, and he quotes that Shabbos gives bracha for the entire week. Zeh v'yivarech v'yikadesh, shenosein bracha v'dvegas v'chol yamim. Kodesh Baruch Hu, the Zohar says, and really Sfas Emes really flushes it out, all the bracha from the entire week comes from the Shabbos before. That's why we have an Ofer before the Chasna. Shabbos Kala comes from the Chasna. Shabbos Zachor, the Kedusha, Shabbos Zachor, comes, the Purim is already in the Kedusha of Shabbos Zachar, Shabbos Shkalim, Rosh Chodesh Adar is already in Shabbos Shkalim. All the Kedusha of the week comes from the Shabbos before. So I see two main ideas from the Sasems. The first idea we said, it says that what Tefillin does to us, it's Ma'ayr the Neshamas, it's Ma'ayr the Osios of our inner Neshama. But we don't need that awakening on Shabbos, because Shabbos itself is the Tefillin. But we put on our Tefillin every day, we should feel this closeness to Chodesh Baruch Hu. We're feeling we're connecting to our Neshama over our Guf, connecting to our soul over our body. And that's the Iker time. We don't dafka need Tefillin on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the ultimate time of the Neshama, the Zohar says. It's a Yom de Neshmasa. And what Shabbos does for us on Shabbos, the complete feeling closer to Kodesh Baruch Hu, Tefillin does for us throughout the week. Finally, to the Sfasemes and Parshas Peshalach, what does this mean? That a person should stay in his place. It means, the Zohar says, Tachas Omechu Shemayim, taking upon us Kodesh Baruch Hu's Omechu Shemayim, taking Kodesh Baruch Hu's glory, taking Kodesh Baruch Hu in the closest to us in the Rabbono Shalom. And Dafka, at the end of the day, that's what gives off tremendous bracha for the entire week. As we say in Lechadodi, it's the bracha for the entire week. We say in the second stanza, "Lekar Shabbos chovenecha ki him mekor habracha." Shabbos is the source of all bracha of the entire week. That's what it means. Shvi yishach to be mashvi. A person should stay in his place. You'd be passive. Take upon all the kedusha of Shabbos, and that overflows into the entire week of tremendous bracha. Kosh bracha should to take upon ourselves to be able to connect it. The neshama of the tzaddik should be made tzioshe for us. Be able to connect the tefillin, to connect the Shabbos in a real way. And connect to understanding with the panemius of the Olmach HaShemayim, of what Shabbos Kodesh is all about. As Hashem Nesal, Shem Emel Zilshah for us, be able to understand the panemius of Tefillin, the panemius of Shabbos Kodesh. And Shem Emel Zilshah for us, of all Klai Yisrael, and we'll be able to see this soon, Tzadik soon. Please God, and Yerushalayim Yerkodesh.